Miss Jackson, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you doing today, darling?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so happy that you were able to join me today. I'm just in awe of the avenues that you have, have your endeavors you have gone through, and your business platform. I'm just so excited that we've met years ago and we grew up and we had a different foundation in life, and life has definitely brought a lot of great things. I want you to let people know about your foundation, Mel Inc.
So with Mel Inc., it's the Mel Foundation. It stands for Manage, Elevate, Lead.
Okay.
Manage your life, elevate to the next level, and lead someone else is what the purpose and the mission is behind the Mel Inc. Foundation. Of course, I am Mel, so it's all things Mel. It's basically, our goal is to bridge the gap between the consumer and the community. So every other business venture that I have or that I'm involved with, anything else that I'm a co-owner of or an executive director for, you can find access to those things through my Mel Inc. Foundation website. And it also, those things benefit my foundation, and my foundation in some way benefits those things as well. The Mel Inc. Foundation is more geared towards domestic violence. Mm. That is why I started the foundation, so that we could begin to offer services and resources to victims that are of domestic homes and victims that are that have been abused by their abusers. So we wanted to open up resources and avenues for them, as well as their family, their children, so that they can move from one hostile situation to a better situation, putting them in a better situation to be able to grow, be able to support themselves and their families. Because if we can get people resources that they need, or we can give them another way out, then they won't necessarily feel like they have to go back to where they came from. So that is the purpose and the mission behind the Mel Foundation. In addition to that, I am the executive director for the Josh Howard Foundation. We do a lot in the community with that as well. We feed at least 300 kids a day, lunch and snack after school, as well as in the summertime. During the pandemic, that has been a very challenging thing to do, just because, you're trying to keep staff safe, you're trying to keep the participants safe, you're trying to maneuver in ways that make people comfortable allowing you to come into their establishment or onto their property and still be able to provide meals to kids that sometimes would go without if we didn't provide those meals to them. So, you can find the link for the Josh Howard Foundation and anything that we have going on there through melinc.org. I'm also the co-owner of Primetime Hair. It is a for-profit business, but one thing that we do a lot is we give back to victims of breast cancer. For Christmas, we're making wigs for young girls that have been victims of cancer or are suffering from alopecia, so that we can be a blessing to them as well. So we want to make sure that everything that I do, I want to make sure that we're giving back in some kind of way. I have a few things coming up for 2021. I have a business partner. We're working on a housing development project for our domestic violence that we've been getting into. So I partnered up with someone out of Atlanta for that. And we have some really cool things going on with that, where we've connected ourselves with other African-American women that provide some type of service that we'll need to utilize to make that program go forth. So there'll be a lot more to know and a lot of more resources and things going out about that as the days of 2021 get underway as well. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about that, because that's the biggest part of housing people and moving them from one place of devastation to a place of, purpose, and a place where they feel like they may be able to sit back and reflect, but be able to keep going, to rebuild, to reestablish,
Right.
And to have the things that they desire without feeling like they have to be stuck in a situation that no longer serves them purpose. So I'm really excited about those things that we have coming up. A very good friend of mine that I look at like a sister lost her life to domestic violence. When I first started putting Mel Inc. together, I'd asked her to be one of my board members, And when I registered the nonprofit in April of 2019, by June of 2019, she was deceased at the hands of her spouse.
Right.
So it put me in a place where I kind of, you know, was kind of stagnant on whether or not I would continue,
right.
You know, because it was kind of a hurtful place for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to go ahead, and during the pandemic, I took that time to go ahead and refocus the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having the website redone. Again, I've added some really cool things and new projects to the website and to the business. I lost my grandmother in March, and so she was the fuel behind the project that we have going forth. It's called the Hazel House Project, which is named after my grandmother. So it's just a blessing, because when you're in the right place, God will give you the people and the resources that you need to bring the things out of you that he's put in you. And, you know, I always know when it's him, because when I started on several of the things that have become, that have come to fruition in the last few months during the pandemic, they've been so easy.
Right.
I've linked up with like-minded individuals that have been on the same wavelength as me, as far as their belief system, as far as, you know what I'm saying, their goal,
mm-hmm.
their plan. My business partner for the Domestic Violence Project, we had the exact same vision, and a friend of mine felt like she needed to introduce us, so it worked out well for us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I began to share my ideas with her, she didn't oppose to any of the ideas that I already had, and I wasn't opposed to anything that she might have brought to the table.
Amen.
But we went ahead and went with, you know, what I had set forth, because at the end of the day, we all just want to see it come to life, and we just want to see people win on the other side. So I'm excited about that.
Amen. I think, you know, I know when we started out as youngsters, and we were part of a group. People don't know about this, but where we grew up with a foundation of God, which was called Gospel Rap. And we already, the seed was already sown a long time ago, which makes that so tremendous in our lives right now. And like you said earlier, you could be at the right place at the right time with like-minded people. God already knows what plan he has for you. You know, we just have to get in position. I think that's wonderful that, you know, many people look at their lives and they ask, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And when they ask that, I think you and God and your spirit, they all kind of intervene together, and he puts this right in front of you and says, you know what, this is what I would have you do. This is why this is important. Now, when we look at the foundation of your business, and we look at we look at the manage, lead, and elevate. I think that's a great foundation to have when you're looking to put back into the community. Many people have this foundation where they say, you know what? Oh, I just want to do nonprofit. I just want to do this and that. But when you put these three into perspective, I think you have not only a foundation, but you've built a corporation for others to look at. So, you know what? Not only can I do this, but I can be a part of it. I think that's amazing. I want to ask you this question too. How can other people be involved that you may not know? How can they get involved with Male Inc. Foundation?
Well, they can contact us through the website. If you go to maleinc.org, on the new website that should be up within the next 5 days. With the changes that we made, there'll be an interactive chat on there.
Okay.
They can contact us through Facebook, the Male Foundation. On Facebook, we have the Male Foundation on Twitter, through any of those social media platforms, or directly through the website with the interactive chat,
right.
And just kind of let us know what it is that they desire to do, or maybe they don't know what they want to do. They just want to help in some kind of way, and then we can come up with an active plan of what they can do to help out based on what we have going on, or just maybe even based on their gift,
right.
Whether they're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or not. Because one thing about it, I'm not just bound to only operating where I currently live. I go back and forth to Atlanta a lot,
mm-hmm.
so that's why it's such a blessing for me to have a business partner in Atlanta. And to tell you the truth, we've never even seen each other in person, because with the pandemic, we haven't had a chance to lay eyes on each other.
Wow.
And then one of the other young ladies that we brought in on the project, She knows her, but I've never seen her in person. Now, the mutual friend, of course, we both know her, and I've known her for a very long time. But when I was getting ready to go out and have a sit down with my business partner, the virus happened,
right.
The pandemic happened, and so it's made it kind of difficult. So we've been just, dealing with the meat and the potatoes that we need to deal with over the phone on Zoom calls and things like that. But it's not stopped us from getting anything that we need to get done, because I feel like one thing that has helped me, I will say, throughout the pandemic, and that's why I don't want people to be discouraged from helping or giving or reaching out to us if they feel like they have something to offer, if they're trying to figure out what they can offer, is because what I realized during the pandemic was, I was sitting in my office at my house one day, and I was working, and God said to me, get your affairs in order, because I am going to bless my people on the other side of this, and I need you to have all of your affairs in order, because what I'm going to do for you coming out of a pandemic, it is going to be mind-blowing for
my
people.
God.
So I truly believe that, the opportunities and the doors that have been opened, there were some awesome doors that were opened before the pandemic. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the doors that have been opened during the pandemic, when we get to the other side of this and we really begin to operate in those things and we really begin to, see those things manifest and those things really begin to come to life, those things are going to hold a lot more weight than the things that we were currently doing.
Amen.
And I truly believe that. I really believe that we have been able to impact more people that we haven't even come in contact with yet.
Amen.
And a lot of that has everything to do with the fact that we have had a lot of time to sit and do self-reflection.
Right.
That's why we say, manage your life. Self-reflect on what it is that you have going on in your life. And I tell people all the time, my life didn't get better because of my career didn't get better because of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My life started to line up when I started to make the choices for my career. And that, for me, that's because my career is my purpose.
Amen.
So every day I wake up and I get to do what I love to do.
Amen.
I don't work. I just literally wake up every day and I literally do the things that I really enjoy doing, giving back to people.
Yeah.
I help people start their nonprofits. A friend of mine and I are going to be doing nonprofit classes, seminars where we can tell people about nonprofits. Everybody wants to have a nonprofit. That's so easy to do because you go on there, $25,
right.
And you register with the Secretary of State, well, for Texas,
right.
And there you have it. Voila, you just got your, business registered as a nonprofit. And now, with the new streamline process, you can register it with the IRS for half of what it used to cost.
Right.
So everybody wants to have a nonprofit nowadays because people think, if I have a nonprofit, a lot of people do it because they think it makes them look good. You know what I'm saying? Well, people don't understand to whom much is given, much is required.
Right.
So like I just told you, I've been out running around all day because we've been buying bicycles for a Christmas event. You know what I'm saying? From that, I have two events coming up next week back to back. So and then in the midst of that, still having to feed the kids every day and making sure my staff has everything that they need so that, the Josh Howe Foundation can go forth and still feed the kids that they need to feed. And then still making sure that you're meeting the needs of the people that are on the front line doing this stuff for you. And then when you have other, projects and other goals and things in mind, and then you run other businesses, being able to keep that stuff in order, it looks good, but you have to ask yourself, why do you want to have a nonprofit?
Right.
What is the driving force behind you starting a nonprofit?
Amen.
Because a nonprofit is all about service. So
right.
Do you want to have a nonprofit so you can serve people? Or do you want to have a nonprofit just to say you have one? Because if you don't have a heart to serve, nonprofit is not where you need to be.
Amen. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You got a lot of people who are out here saying, oh, I do this and I do that, but there is no action behind, the true intent. And I find that hard to believe when some people say, you know, they're on Instagram or they're on Twitter, and you don't see anything. You don't see that they're actually putting in this work. And I think, you know, before a person, you like you said, before you get into something, you need to ask yourself, why am I doing this? What is the drive behind me doing this? And I think you're absolutely right. You have to have this lined up. And I think that's a beautiful thing that you said when you said you were sitting down in your office and you and God had that conversation, like, you got to get things in order, because on the other side of this is a true blessing, you know. And I think it's wonderful when it comes to women in general, you know, as a Black woman here and just living in America and wanting to have your own foundation has not only just given us this push, but it's brought something together, you know, something that may not have been there before, but it's definitely brought some things together. And now we look at it like, you know what? I really like what she's doing. I you know, it may be this, but I like what she's doing, and how can I be a part of this? And how can I go forward and push other people so that they can not only be a beam of light, but they can just be an asset to their community? I want to ask you this question too. Who are you partnered with when it comes to your foundation? Are you partnered with anybody as of right now?
Yeah, we a lot of people. We partner with a lot of people. We just received an award with the city of Irving.
Amen.
For feeding the kids within the rec centers for the city Parks and Recs for Irving. Amen. So I would say that is a partnership, because the Parks and Recs have their own thing. We just come in and provide a service to them.
Amen.
We partner with the late Andre Emmett's Dreams Really Exist Foundation. And we do a lot of things with them. That is who we are doing the event with for this next Saturday on the 19th.
Okay.
In addition to that, we partner with Fraser Courts, which is a low-income community over in Dallas. They have a lot of resources and stuff within their own community, but we go in and we provide meals to their children as well. But they have, like, their own housing system, and they have, like, their own, like, apartments and their own recreational center in the middle of the complex and things like that. So that's a really big blessing. We partner with a company called the Lullaby House. Mm-hmm. The Lullaby House provides pregnancy resources, diapers, wipes, and things like that to single parents that are in need of those types of things, mm-hmm. helping them get the resources that they need for their children. We also partner with a foundation called Carter House.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of things in the community as well. Like, they're providing 600 coats for the children for the event for next Saturday. We also have partnered with UNT Dallas. Josh is the head basketball coach over at UNT Dallas, and so we've partnered with them. They are allowing us to come in and utilize their campus and any of their resources to be able to do a safe social distancing holiday event. Mm-hmm. So that's been an awesome partnership for us. I've also partnered with, let's see, who else? I'm not, there's so many people that we've had so many
no
different
worries.
Partnerships with. There's a really great organization in Dallas called the Two Wins Foundation. It's two African-American twins that do a lot of things down south in, like, the Oak Cliff and the southern parts of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought, like, the first Starbucks over to that area.
What?
And things of that nature. Yep, so we partner with them, doing a lot of different things with them, with SMU. You know, I mean, the list just goes on and on. There's been some awesome doors that have been opened for partnership
right.
for us that has just been really, you know, unimaginable. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I also sit on the board for the Leadership Council for the Texas Hunger Initiative, where we partner with Baylor and then the United Way of Dallas, along with the North Texas Food Bank. So that's something else that I'm actively involved in. Which is another added resource that I can provide to people, you know what I'm saying, in the community. In Atlanta, we're partnered with a few women's shelters that provide services for women, job resources, and financial literacy and things like that to women to give them the resources that they need, you know, coming out of their domestic situation. So that's really been a blessing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different partnerships that we've had the liberty of being able to secure and work with on a regular basis, not just, you know, here and there. These are the people that whenever something's going on, we work with these people on a regular basis. I wanted to say one thing that I live by. It's a quote that it's my personal quote, and it is like how I live and breathe the things that I do every day. And it says, in life, you can have whatever you desire, knowing that the platform you build upon will be the very platform used to achieve your dream.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this one last question. What are your future endeavors past this point where we are? Because I know you said you're working on some things and you guys have, events coming up for 2020. But 2021 and going beyond that, what are your future endeavors?
Well, I have the Right Way Scholarship that I am going to be giving out to students for college that mm-hmm. are victims and have fallen victim to domestic violence and coming from domestic homes. So that'll be one of the qualifications to qualify for the scholarship. So that's something big that'll be going forward. I am in the process of launching a business for my niece, who's 6 years old, so that I can show her how to be an entrepreneur at an early age. Mm-hmm. And I have some really cool things that I've done out of that. We have a nonprofit project out of that that is called Backpack and a Snack for the kids. And so it's a way for kids to stay connected to their friends in the midst of a pandemic. So that's and the proceeds from that go towards the nonprofit projects that we have going on. So those are two really big things that I have coming up. Outside of that, I cannot wait till this pandemic is over because I love to travel. That is how I stay balanced.
Okay.
Of all the many hats that I wear every day. So Amen. That is one of the biggest things I have coming up is to go somewhere. I don't care where it is. I'm going to go somewhere with no mask on at some point in my life. I look forward to that, if nothing else.
Oh, amen. I just want to just say amen, because, I mean, I said it all through the interview, but I just want to say big ups, because you don't know what people's hearts are, and you don't know what things they really want to do to actually help somebody. It's a different when you say, oh, I went to church and I did this and I did that. But what you do outside of that, those perimeters, really shows God who you are. You know, it stretches your heart beyond those four walls. I just want to say thank you. You know, if you guys don't know Melanie Jackson, she is a force to be reckoned with. You're talking about a beam of light, you know, fire, you know, she's in the fire, you know. So if you want to get in it, you got to be in it. So I want to just put it out there that, you know, I'm glad to have been connected with her. And I hope that we definitely partner together going forward. I am just intrigued by her mannerism and her character as just a woman in the community, a black woman doing the damn thing, you know. And I am just excited for what God has in store for you. I not only say that with my heart, but I say that with enough strength because we need forces like this. We need women who are not just about themselves, you know, and say, you know what? I want to really make a difference. I don't want to just get out here and say, you know, I'm doing this, but I want to really make a difference so I can spread this word and I can actually be the light. You guys check her out at Mel Inc. Foundation. You guys can check her out on Instagram. You're on Facebook, right, too, Mel?
Facebook, yep.
Facebook and Twitter. If you want to be, you want to get in where you fit in and make a donation or give back, please do so by all means. I'm just so intrigued. Like I said, I'm just happy that we got to connect. And I am
thank you. I'm grateful that you even offered me the opportunity to be able to come and people a little bit about what I got going on.
Oh,
humble beginnings.
Hey, thank you. All right, Joel. Look, humble beginning. You know, don't think it because it started small. Don't think it won't end up big. But I look at that, and like I said, we talked about earlier. You know, I put in there earlier how we started out. Those were humble beginnings as well as where we are now, and you know, going to the other side. You know, and sometimes it can be somewhat difficult to cross your Jordan, you know, because you're trying to figure out the A, B, C, D, and E, and all you have to do was get in it. You know, all you have to do was get in. So I'm just so blessed that God is blessing you so you can be a blessing to others. I wish you well. I want to definitely continue to promote, you know, your business on my platform, Virtuous Diva & Company. And hopefully we can definitely do something in the future, God's will. Once again, you guys, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me, Ms. Jackson. Hopefully we can definitely do this again. Welcome. Likewise.
Yes, ma'am. And what I want to do for you, because I'm really grateful, that you reach out to me and that you asked me to come on and be able to share with people what I do, to make people aware of all of the things that are going on behind the scenes and services that are available for people. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Things that we can do to help people. So I really want to see blessings over you and everything that you have going on. Father God, we just come praying, Father God, thank that you would expand her podcast, Father God, to the heights that you would have it to go. Father God, we come asking, Father God, that her gifts will begin to make room for her, Father God. For he whom, Father God, the Son sets free is free indeed, Father God. For you said that greater things than this will I give you, Father God. So we come asking, Father God, that you give her everything that she needs to operate in her gifts. Father God, that you bring the right people. Father God, that you bring the right, Father God, relationships. That you bring the right partnership, that you bring the right guest, Father God, that you bring the right topic, Father God, and that you bring the right, Father God, investors and the right, Father God, attitude, Father God, to her, Father God, so that her show can go forward, her podcast can go forward, and it can begin to bless people at the magnitude that you desire for it to bless people. Father God, for we come doing it for you. Father God, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. Father God, because our strength is made perfect. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Father God. So we just come asking, Father God, that you'll cover her. Father God, as her podcast be on the front line, Father God, to show people, Father God, that they can be anything that they desire to be. Hallelujah. And they can have anything that they desire to have. To be a driving force and continuous motivation, Father God, for those that are listening, Father God, for those that are watching, Father God, and those that are coming behind her, binding every trick and scheme of the enemy, everything that has been spoken up against her podcast, Father God, that does not delight in you, any negative thoughts, any negative distractions, any negative appearance, Father God, any negative word, any negative personality, Father God, we decree and we declare this day that it shall go forth, it shall come forth as pure gold. Father God, for we know that he that has begun a good work in us shall perform it until the day of coming of Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we're asking that you pick her up, you turn her around, and you set her feet on solid ground, that she begin to take dominion over every place, Father God, that her feet step foot on, Father God, that you open doors, Father God, that no man can close. Father God, that you begin to speak a word that people that have never met her, Father God, a word will begin to resonate. My Father God, because you've already laid the way before her. Father God, you've already prepared a table before her in the presence of her enemies. Father God, for you alone, God, besides you, there is none other. Father God, we know you sit high and you look low. Thank you, Jesus. You say, low I am with you always. So, Father God, we give you the honor and we give you the glory this day. For you said that if two or three are joined together in my name, there I'll be in the midst of them. In the midst of this conversation. We thank you for having your way. And whatever it is that you desire to come out of it, we'll give you all of the glory. Yes. From her side to my side, we'll give you all of the honor and all of the praise. Because you're God, you're Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, you're reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. For those that don't believe, allow us to be a light. Father God, your word will be a lamp unto our feet. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you this day. We sign, seal, and deliver. For you said that anything we ask in your Son's name, it shall be done. We don't have to question it going forward. For it is so. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I wanted to give you that.
Wait a minute.
That God would open every door.
Wait a minute.
That the enemy tried to take from you. That he'll give it back to you 100-fold. He said you've been waiting on something. You've been asking for something. For 5 years now you've been toiling for something. And you've been waiting on something. And you don't know which way to go with it. And he's telling you, just seek me first. Continue to seek
My God, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Now, let me tell y'all something. Now, if you, let me say this, and I'm going to say this because this never happens. Let me tell you why. Because it's usually me praying for the person on the other end of the line. Because I don't know, you know, because I started Girl Talk because I wanted women to have a platform, not only to tell their story, but to tell, to let people know what they're doing, not what they've been through, not the future endeavors that they wanted to open up to. I am usually the one doing the praying, not having someone pray for me. And I think that's a beautiful thing because you give so much and you don't realize how God is going to intervene with who's going to be on the other side of that phone. And I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you because I needed that. And I know God knows. Oh, my God. He knew. You know, I came back from Louisiana. It wasn't nobody in this house. And I said, okay, Lord, that means I got time to hear you. I got time to listen. I got time to do the things that you called me to do. And I just want to say thank you. I don't even know what else to say. I'm literally lost for words. I am literally lost for words because Melanie, girl. That was like an evangelist prayer. That wasn't no church girl prayer. That was an evangelist prayer. And I feel like not only did it knock down some wall, but it just moved a mountain.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
I wanna
speak this over your life. You know, I your heart, my God. Your heart's not after people, but it has always been after God.
Hallelujah.
And God is saying, not only have you toiled and not only have you cried and not only have you been on your knees, but you have broken down generation curses. You have broken down a barrier within your family. Not only do people look to you, not only do they look to you, but they're in awe of you. They look at where you've been and where you are now, and now on the road to where you're going to be. I not only pray over you, but I pray over the fence around your home, that it adds not only a protection, but it adds the anointing. Because see, you've been anointed for a time such as now. And if don't nobody know, they know now, because not only is Mel Jackson incorporated, and it's going to be an incorporation, you know, and it's not going to just stand still where it is. It's going to move all over this world, girlfriend. It's going to move all over this world. My God, my God. And look, I want to tell you this too. See, even though you've been doing this when it comes to your foundation, you got a ministry in you. There's a serious, serious ministry in you, and it has to do with you up talking not just to women but to men. And you, not only that, it's like you got this coach in you. This is coaching you, and you, when you say something, it just comes to pass.
Hallelujah.
It just comes to pass. And the merchandise that you have, girlfriend.
Hallelujah.
The merchandise. I'm just getting chills just talking about it. You think you to push something over here, I'm gonna push it right back to you. The merchandise that you have. Oh my God. Every time, everything you touch, it's going to not only yield, it's going to yield so much. It's going to yield so much, my God. Let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her perfect work. Because there's a lot of people that like to talk.
Oh, they talk about what they gonna do. But you all about it. You all about the walk. I'm like I said, I'm in awe of it. I'm literally in awe of it, Melanie.
Thank you.
And I want him not only to have his way, but that it be manifested. That way when we get back on here again or we meet, that when we meet again, girlfriend, that's going to be a praise break.
Yes.
A whole praise break. My God. Man, you done brought tears all, I mean, I got tears and chills all over this place. Literally. I know. I'm like, I've got my, look, I ain't got a tissue in sight. I done came over here and started wiping my nose on my shirt. I'm like, Jesus. Girl.
He is the only person.
My God.
That is so strategic. And that is so, so wise and so knowing. We were supposed to do this 2 days ago.
My God. He knew.
But I got tied up on a Zoom call that was only supposed to last 20 minutes.
My God.
And it ended up lasting 40 minutes. And I felt horrible. And I was like, oh my God, I was missing my, you know, my interview with her, and you know, and I just felt really bad, and I said, Lord, and I just prayed about it. I said, so I, you know, of course, I texted her, I apologized. I said, girl, I'm so sorry you gave me the time that you were available, but he said, but you got to take you out of it, because I need it at the moment where it can be about me.
Amen. But you know what, Melanie? I'm going to tell you this. This is just a testimony within itself. See, God had been working on me by being offended. And he had been working on me because every time somebody didn't do something the way I needed them to do it, I would be offended. My spirit would be all stirred up. And I'd be like, no, we're not doing this. You know, and I'm just pop, 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 pop. And he said, Valencia, that's not what we're going to do. You can't take every little thing that comes your way and take it personal. You got to be patient and let it happen. You know, if it don't work this time, try another time. And that taught me, even with that, just like, you know what? I'm going to just chill. You know, maybe I'll text her. And the Holy Spirit intervened with me texting you. I was like, well, I'm just going to text her and I'm going to let her know, you know, maybe we can do this another day or, you know, whatever like that. And I was just like, well, Lord, I sent out invitation to a whole bunch of people. But guess what? You were the only one who emailed me back. You were the only one that intervened back. And I sent out 50 invitations. 50.
Wow.
Yes. And I was like getting mad. I was about to get hype. I was like, Lord, they don't know me. You know, I was like, V, calm down.
Don't know me like that.
Like, calm down. You done been in New York too long. You need to calm down.
I feel like that little bit of
gangster. Girl, the hood was coming through.
Yes.
The hood was coming through. And I, you know, I sat down and I went and got me some ice cream. And I said, I went to the store. I said, you know what? I need me some gummy bears. I need to calm down and give me some gummy bears. And I got to the store and I'm just, you know, hopping to the store. I was like, you know what? I ain't going to worry about it. And when it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. So I said, well, Lord, when I get the right aid, I hope these gummy bears be on sale, because I got about $3 in my little coin purse. I mean, I have other money, but $3 in cash. And I was like, I don't want to use my debit card. So I get to the store, and the doggone gummy bears are 3 for 2. I mean, they're 2 for 3. I said, Jesus, look at you. I said, look at you. They ain't never this price. And the lady was like, well, ma'am, they're going to be $3.27. I was like, well, I ain't got no change. I heard the Holy Spirit again. He said, dig in your pocket. Dig in your pocket. And guess what? I had just the right amount. I said, here I am praising God. And had I been full of my emotion, had I been in my feelings about this podcast, I would have never received that. I never would have received that, because I would have been like all messed up and upset and you know, mad about it. But I was like, God, look at you. You still working on us day by day.
Day by day.
And I was like, take this emotion out of it, because I cannot go to where you called me. I can't do this purpose I have or this will that you put in my life if I'm going to be full of my emotions. If I'm going to be not only full of my emotions, but if I can't learn to take control of being offended or people saying stuff, I'll never see the promised land. We'll never see it.
Not in this world.
Not, no.
If you don't want to be offended, then you need to go and find you some little office job.
Yep.
People still gonna offend you there, but the offense is different.
Yes.
You're just going in there and you clocking in. You know what I'm saying? You, when you don't have a dream.
Yeah.
When you just, you know, you're okay with, you know what I'm saying? I like what I do. Mm-hmm. It brings me income. It serves the purpose I needed to serve. I can pay the bills. I can take a trip. I can do whatever I want to do. And I'm okay with that. But when you have a dream, dreams aren't easy to manifest. You know what I'm saying? And they come with a lot of work. They come with a lot of heartache. They come with a lot of pain. They come with a lot of separation. They come with a lot of loss. You know, you got to move from one level to the next. And every time I went from one place to the next, I'm shaved off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Here it might have been something in my attitude. Mm-hmm. And over here it might have been somebody that I was hanging with.
Yeah.
Over here it might have been, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, whether it was friends or family or a relationship where you was dating somebody, something has to fall off.
My God.
Because that's a part of your life being managed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the people hear what I say when I say manage your life. Okay, well I can manage my life. I can go over here and this is what I want to do. And when you sit down and you really think about it, a lot of people can figure that out. But now it's time to elevate. Well, elevation comes with separation.
Yes, indeed.
But nobody wants to separate. But everybody wants to go higher. You don't want to sacrifice anything. But I want to get to here, but I don't want to let anything go to get there.
Amen.
And everybody wants to leave, but you want to skip steps. And it's like, but you can't miss no steps. You're going to have to cry, but you still got to keep walking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I've been on the floor at times kicking and screaming, but I still got to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stand in the mirror so many times and encourage yourself. Because people ain't always got time to be standing around giving you a pat on the back. And it
Come
ain't
on
even
now.
Always about you.
Come
it ain't
on.
Personal. It ain't that I
it
don't
ain't.
Love you. It ain't that I don't care about
yep.
you. I just ain't got time to do that because I got my own stuff to do.
Right.
So I tell people all the time, everything ain't about you, boo.
Yeah.
People to ask me at this point in my life, how do you just take a licking and keep on ticking?
Come
Basically,
on.
You can just cut things off and keep it moving.
Yeah. You have to be an eagle. In order to do that, you have to be an eagle.
You have to be an eagle. Yep.
Cause you can't be no dog, you can't be no chicken. Cause when you on the ground, everything get on you. But when you fly, look, when you fly high and you up there with the Almighty, guess what? Can't nothing stay on you. It ain't meant. And I said, God, you brought me to New York. I worked at one of the top brands here in New York, which is one of the top brands of jewelry company. In their corporate office, I mean, everybody was in there. Wasn't nobody from the United States. Nobody. And I was like, Lord, you know my country, nice self. I'm trying to show hospitality. These people looking at me like, girl, You better get your life. You know, and I was like, well, maybe I should try about, girl, my manager's like, you're going to have to get some thick skin, girlfriend. You're going to hang around here because we don't operate like that. And I was like, you know what? She's sure right. I came back to work the next day with a new attitude. Like, devil, you a lie. You know, and I think a lot of us who walk in the word, we get sensitive. We take things personal. And I was like, well, the Bible does say the kingdom suffers violence and the violence will take it by force. You better get bold about it. You better get some act right. Because you cannot go to your promised land with that attitude. You cannot go to your promised land with those issues. You know, don't shoulda, woulda, coulda's either. You'll never make it.
Never make it.
My God, girl.
You have to decide, what do I want to be? Some people say they want to be great, but do you really? Because greatness comes with a price.
Come on, too much is given. Much is definitely required.
Required, yep.
You can't. You know what, Millie? I'm not going to be fooling with you on this Friday night. Because God knows I've been wanting to go somewhere and cut a rug and can't. Look, let me tell you, because my landlord, they doing the floors in this building. And he asked me, he says, "Now, Valencia, do you need anything?" I was like, "No." He said, "Because I'm going to be doing the stairs and you ain't going to be able to go nowhere." I said, "Well, I'm going to look at that in the spirit. Maybe I need to be still and know that he is God."
So you can't even leave the house.
I cannot. I'm a shout right now. I can't even go nowhere. I can go to the bathroom, to the kitchen, and back to my room, and that's it. So I said, you know what? Let me just be still and let God have his way.
Yeah.
I want to just thank you, Lord, because you intervened in this podcast. And, you know, it's the first time for everything. So I just want to say thank you so much, Melanie Jackson, for being on the show tonight and just being a woman, a force, a light, a fire. If you don't know, now you know. Thank you so much. Lord have mercy. Somebody must be talking about me tonight. Melanie, let them know where they can scoop you up and get all your information about your business one more time, because we went to church tonight. We went to church.
Well, thank you again. It was my pleasure. Can contact us by website, www.melinc.org. Mm-hmm. You can contact me via email, mel.jackson@melinc.org. You can contact us on Facebook, the Mel Inc. Foundation.org, Instagram, and Twitter for any of those as well. If there's anything we can ever do to help, or if there's anything you'd like to do to help us, you can just reach out to us on any of those platforms. We will respond to you. We will get back to you. You can also always reach out to me at www.joshhowardfoundation.com, because I am the executive director for the Josh Howard Foundation. And you can also reach out to me at www.shopprimetimehair.com, because I am co-owner of Primetime Hair. So if you need me,
you know where to find me. Amen, amen. Once again, you guys, thank you for joining Virtuous Diva and Company. This is Girl Talk, and I'm definitely going to put this on my Thriving Thursdays, because somebody needs a word. We thank you so much, God, for what you're doing, and we bless you going forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out.